You're listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm Rhonda McBride. Helen Kim and Jasmine Arakawa do a dance that you can't see, but only hear. Helen on the violin and Jasmine on the piano. This was sound that I recorded at a rehearsal yesterday at the Juno Arts and Culture Center, where they will be performing tonight. We'll talk in a moment, but first, let's listen. What a dance they do, Helen Kim and Jasmine Arakawa, here in town for the Juno Jazz and Classic Fall Festival. And gosh, I hate to disappoint people, but when I looked on the Juno Jazz and Classics website, many of the events are sold out, but I guess there are some workshops. Well, welcome to Juno, and perhaps I should ask each of you maybe what you think your specialty is in your art form. And so let's begin with you, Helen.
Thanks again for having me, Rhonda. It's such a pleasure to be here in beautiful Juno. I can only imagine how beautiful it would be without the rain. But, well, your question is a difficult one. That's something I'm actually a professor as well. So I'm a teacher, and that's a question I always ask my students. What do you think is your strength? Because I try to build their confidence, and that's something that I think is always evolving as an artist, is what I think is my strength. I think from an early age, I like to perform. I've always loved that interaction with a live audience. I feed off that excitement. So I guess in a way that would be my strength, because although it's always terrifying to perform in its own way, it's always thrilling. So I welcome that excitement every opportunity I get. So,
how about you, Jasmine?
Hi, Rhonda. Thank you so much for having me as well. Well, clearly I play the piano, and I love a lot of Latin American and Spanish repertoire. I play a very many standard repertoire as well. But so tonight we're playing a lot of dance movements and all these things that I really enjoy playing.
Well, unfortunately, I don't think there are any tickets left to tonight's concert, but there are some workshops that are coming. But hopefully, maybe you guys will come back to Juno at some point. I want to play a little bit of your piano playing. Maybe you could set this up for us. We recorded a small excerpt from your concert.
Sure. So this is a piece I'm going to perform tomorrow night as part of the Ritz. And this is written by a Brazilian composer, Claudio Santoro. And as I mentioned, that I like dance movements. And this is particularly, it's part of the dance. And this is based on the style of popular Brazilian songs called choros. It's a popular genre, and it's an imitation of that. And it's a beautiful, beautiful thing. And you may not have heard this particular piece, but it feels like you've heard it somewhere. So I hope you enjoy.
I guess I would kind of describe that as ethereal, almost. Why did you choose it for your Juno performances?
I wanted to play something that is a bit different from the standard repertoire. That's one of the things that I've been trying to pursue myself. I've played a lot of standard repertoire, and recently I'm looking into something that I've never played. So I'm also playing African music, composition by a Nigerian composer tomorrow. That was completely new to me. And I've played some of the Brazilian music as well, but this is a wonderful set called a Palestina, and that means the girls from São Paulo. And that portrays a different aspect of ladies in São Paulo, in Brazil. So these are really short characteristic pieces, and I wanted to especially share with the audience in Juno.
It is lovely. Well, let's hear a little more. So, in traveling all the way to Juno, what is the joy for you of coming to places like this and bringing your music? Because one thing that we should probably point out is that the two of you don't always play together, that this is kind of a special thing. Helen, having someone accompany you or working together with someone like Jasmine on the piano, what kind of an experience is that like, just coming together for a special event?
Well, it's chemistry with certain people. It's sometimes you meet someone and you feel like you've been friends before. And Jasmine and I just met in July of this year at the Highlands Chamber Music Festival in North Carolina with Zool. And immediately we read through our music, the first rehearsal, and it felt like we've always played together. It's one of those rare combinations. And that doesn't happen with anyone. So it's a lot of trust. And I'm so thrilled when Zool invited both of us after that to join him in Juno. He could feel that chemistry, I think. And that is just that comfortableness that you are breathing at the same rate in a way. So it's a joy, actually, to get to play with Jasmine. I feel like I've played with her for years and years. So it's wonderful.
So in case people hear some background noise, I think Jasmine is at the Juno Arts and Culture Center where they're setting up for tonight. So you might hear a few things rustling in the background there. But for those people who don't know, Zool Bailey is a well-known cello player, famous across the world. And he is also the artistic director of the Juno Jazz and Classics Festival, which he recently took over from Linda Rosenthal, who founded it with some others in Juno. But you have a special connection to Zool Bailey, Helen. Can you tell us about that?
Sure. I'm one of the lucky people that I knew Zool when we were in school together at Juilliard back in the 1900s, as he likes to say. And we got to play in a chamber music group. So we got to work together closely more than normally, because normally we would just interact in classes, but we actually performed together and worked together for a year. And from the first time we met, we were friends. And that conversation continued in our playing and when we're not rehearsing. And then life happened and we didn't see each other for about over 20 years. And in 2016, we were reunited at another music festival in North Carolina. And by then he had won his Grammys and he's traveling the entire world. And so I actually didn't expect him to remember me. I was just thrilled I was going to get a chance to reconnect and play with him again because it had been such a joy. But he walked in, he's like, "Helen, how have you been?" It was like not a second had gone by and we picked up right where we left off. And he's just an amazing person, I think. I was speaking to you yesterday about him. I think all the qualities that were his strengths as a student. He was always a leader, always an incredible musician, but also just a really great person, just someone you wanted to be around and just honest and hardworking. And all those traits, I think, have only strengthened. So it's kind of amazing to reconnect after all that time as friends and as collaborators on stage.
Well, one of the things that he wanted to do in kind of expanding the Juno Jazz and Classics to a fall session was to have time for more outreach in the schools. And of course, you've got some workshops coming up for students and I guess anyone that can sign up and get a space. How is that for a musician of your caliber to be going into the schools?
I think it's absolutely, I agree with Zula. It's our duty kind of as artists to share our music with others. I love going in to meet the local talent. That's one of my favorite things to do. I've always believed that, especially going into the schools where they might not normally get a musician guest. I still remember as a child growing up in Calgary, Alberta, when the local orchestra came in. I thought that was just a few musicians came in, but that kind of got my interest in the arts right away. So I absolutely love that part of my job. I do it a lot when I live in Atlanta, Georgia, and I do a lot of outreach there too. I go up to the Boys and Girls Clubs, really whoever calls and needs someone to come visit, I'm so happy to do. So it's always a joy to do that for me.
So how about you, Jasmine? Do you enjoy the outreach with the students as well?
Absolutely. And for me especially, it's meaningful because, you know, putting live performances, you know, it's great. We expect audiences to come and enjoy, but not everybody is maybe aware of the concerts or may not be going to, let's say, classical concert. That's not, may not be their regular thing, or their parents may not be really interested. So we are able to reach out to those population and those who may be really interested but didn't have an opportunity. And music is fluid. It doesn't have to be one way. The musician can reach out to the audience. It's not always the audience need to come to the concert. And I like that sort of a portability, and we're sort of equal in that way to share the music, and it could be anywhere. And I think it's wonderful things about music that we can bring it everywhere and share it.
So is there anything about Juno that you notice that's perhaps a little bit different than other communities? You know, I moved here in December of last year, and I'm amazed at how immersed this community is in the arts, especially and because of COVID, they're even more immersed.
Yeah, I would have to agree with you, Rhonda. What strikes me, first of all, is that you're having this festival. You're one of the first in the country to come back out of COVID and for a smaller community to embrace it. And it takes a huge amount of effort to have this happen. And then just walking around the city and noticing all the art galleries, all the functions that are going on. In fact, right now, and as they're setting up for the hall, they're having another function between now and the concert tonight. And I've never seen so much activity. I can only imagine pre-COVID what it was like, but it strikes me as unbelievable for a population how much is going on.
Well, I know that you two are very busy because you have a concert to get ready for. So I want to say goodbye for now, but leave with one of your pieces, Helen, and maybe you could cue it up for us. It was the one that I recorded yesterday during your rehearsal. Tell us about it, and then we'll say goodbye.
Great. Thanks, Rhonda. So this is a piece that is new to me. It's a tango. And like Jasmine, I do really love that kind of Spanish flair. And this Astor Piazzolla was the famous Argentinian composer that kind of reinvented the tango, allowed us classically trained musicians to kind of branch out of our comfort zone. And I was looking for solo violin pieces for him, and there was nothing unaccompanied, but I found these flute etudes. There's a group of six, and I kind of made it work for violin, added a few different things. I used to play flute actually really badly, but I tried to play on the flute. I could not do it, but it's a really fun tango. It has that distinctive Nuevo tango that he brought back, and it's just a joy. We'll be playing this tomorrow at the Putting on the Ritz, and also some of the piano trios from the Four Seasons. So Piazzolla is new to me, actually. I didn't study him when I was a student, when I knew Zuhl. It's something that I kind of came into later in my life. So it's always fun to discover new composers.
Well, I want to thank both of you for being here with us today. Thanks so much. And thank you for coming to Juno and sharing your art with us.
Thank you so much, Rhonda.